You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Well, it's exactly now, it's exactly 28 minutes to 9 o'clock. You are tuning and listening to the Q&A with myself, Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia, and of course, our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Walana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Somebody says, Yo Ustad, that a very close family member has invited me for a baby shower. How do I politely turn down this invitation, as I know it is not permissible to attend, Ustad?
All these baby showers and marriage shower and all that, we got married, there was nothing like this, you must remember. The Muslim Ummah suffers from the inferiority complex. They want to mimic the West, you know. In their hearts and minds is written there. And is ordained in their hearts and minds that the West is the best and white is right. So therefore they make all these foolish customs and traditions and so forth. So if you, as your friend, your family, so before the function, one day, 1 week before, they just go give a gift, finish and clear. And then you don't have to worry about when the baby is born and so forth. So, but to go there, all that, participate, all haram, not permissible. Why is haram? Man tashabba biqawmin fahuwa minhum. Whoever imitates a people is part and parcel of them. We must not get involved in all those nonsensical things.
I would like to know from Mufti Saab, after how many days must remove baby hair, Ustad?
In Islam, everything is there. When the baby is born, so today during the day, Monday, the baby was born. So remember, you give adhan in the right ear, iqama in the left ear, tahniq. You insert the dates there in the palate, in the mouth, and so forth. And then you make dua, what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made. Allahumma faqihu fi deen. Give them profound understanding of Islam. Wa habibu ila nas. And make them beloved to the people. So that is the dua we should make for the newborn. And then if the baby was born Monday before sunset, then the seventh day is Sunday. Baby is born now at night, so it's Tuesday, so seventh day will be Monday. So on the seventh day, you make the akikah, you slaughter the two goats or two sheep for a boy, one goat or one sheep for the girl, you shave the baby's hair, boy or girl. After shaving the hair, you take saffron, zafran, you mix it with water, apply it on the head of the baby. That is a sunnah and a babiyah, wa nasu anha ghafilun. But 90% of the ummah don't do that. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. You name the baby, you make special dua, give out some charity. So all these are masnoon and sunnah actions. So that is how you carry it out on the seventh day, inshallah.
Somebody says, I am a student in the Darul Uloom. I try my best to do Amr bil Ma'ruf at home. However, Mufti Saab, it feels like it's not having any effect on my family members. Please advise, Ustad.
You must be making dua as well. Try and wake up the Tahajjud time. If you can't wake up the Tahajjud time, 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, then before you sleep, read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, bring about the islah and the reform in my family and so forth. Today. So I even remember the lady's name also because she sent me a very nice letter, you know. She said, Mufti, I asked you 2 years ago, my children were troubling me and they were really, you know, like intimidating me and so many things used to happen. But you told me, read, wa aslih li fi dhurriyati, Surah chapter 46, verse 15. Now we get over 100 questions a day, all what Allah's have. Now what we remember, who's who in the zoo. So remember that. Then she said that now my children are excelling and they listen to what I say and so forth. So never think, my brother, your efforts are going in vain. Only one element you must increase, speak to the King of Kings. Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Ya Allah, soften my family's hearts. Ya Allah, bring them back to the right path. Ya Allah, use me for the reformation of my family and be very, very soft with them. Don't be hard and harsh with them. Then you will chase them away further from deen. So win them over. Qula lahu qawla layyina. You know Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam. They were told to go to the Pharaoh And they were instructed by Allah, speak to him in a kind, courteous and polite manner. So it's your father, it's your mother, it's your wife, siblings, children, whatever. So be kind and, you know, don't make Islam like a dry religion. Everything is serious. There's time for everything. Sa'atan fa sa'atan. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hanzala radiallahu an, open Mishkat Sharif, Mustafa Ahmad, there's time for this, time for that. So in that way, show them the beauty of Islam, cry to Allah, and things will change, inshallah, brother. Never give up hope in the mercy of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Let's go to Vancom, Ustad. I work for a cash and carry, dear Mufti Saab. Staff are busy stealing stock, trying closing up all the possible ways, but seems to be a little better than us. Is there a dua or suggestion to maybe catch them, Ustad?
So you must remember, put CCTV cameras everywhere. That is permissible for security purposes. Second one is this, give an incentive. Tell them if you are going to be the whistleblower and you bring clear-cut evidence that not your personal grudges and hidden agenda, that this one is stealing, that one is stealing, then I will give you 1,000 rand, 500 rand, 200, whatever. So give that, so that each will be policing one another, and in that way there you can catch them. Third one, speak to Almighty Allah, read Surah Lila Figuration, read Ya Hafizu, Ya Hafizu, Ya Raqibu, Ya Raqibu, and read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, that Allah, you are the best protector and the best one to protect us, our assets, and He Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the most merciful one to show mercy. South Africa, from top to bottom, we have become a nation of crooks. If you look at majority, put 1,000 politicians, 100 politicians, how many of them are crooks? You don't see the book is out, ANC, billionaires. Go read it and see. And go see that in other fields. How many people are crooking? How many Muslims are crooking? Not only non-Muslim, Muslims. How many are crooking? So you must remember this. So today I find it very, very strange, you know, when we go to a multi-millionaire's house, I see the Maulanas also there. They bend down and make salam. When we, you know, in this kind of things, my head turns too much, you know. So deliberately, I'll meet people with both hands. When I meet these kind of characters, I take out one hand and I make salam. You understand? So me, I can't be doing that. Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Pirane Pir Nawarallahu Marqadahu, said, when you respect a person for the wealth and his wealth is corrupted and so forth, half your iman will be gone away. So think properly what we're doing, you know. There to worship those people. No, Islam don't allow these things.
So, sir, I would just like to ask, I would like to buy a house worth 1.5 million, but I don't want to borrow money from the bank. So I asked my uncle, he wants me to repay him within 3 years with 100,000 extra. Is this allowed to start?
100% very good, is doing you a good deal. You're going to buy the house, the value of the house is 1.5. So you told your uncle he must buy it. So he must buy it, it must go into his ownership, right? And then he will make a new deal with you. And you must pay within 3 years, so you got 36 months, and you must pay 1.6, so 1,600,000. So very good deal. So you must set the time, 3 years, and you must make sure what are the monthly installments. So very good deal your uncle is giving. And if you are sincere, Allah Ta'ala will keep you away from interest. The other day I said it, one person sent me a message, say, can't believe it. I told them for 43 years I'm paying rental and we're sitting comfortably, alhamdulillah. Not that we can't afford, but I don't want, you understand, what I got no children and all these stories. So we're sitting comfortably and all these things. So they must remember that you stay away from interest, what Sayyidina Umar said, kunna nattaqi riba wa riba. Stay away from interest and anything that looks like interest. Not today, from the back door, they try and legalize things, make Sharia compliant, no. Stay away from all these haram things. Allah will give you a better replacement. Surah 65, verses 2 and 3. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whosoever fears Allah, Allah will make a way out for them. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And Allah will give you risk and sustenance from such avenues you never expected. Make sure one thing, you nephew and uncle, everything in writing. Mm. Otherwise, there'll be bad blood between you and your uncle. Make sure everything is done, kaide sir, in writing.
So, Ustad, a man takes a second wife, but he only comes to see the second wife once a month. Is this type of arrangement permissible? He lives in Malawi, where he has a wife and children. He spends the weekend each month when he comes on business with second wife Ustad.
Yeah, in South Africa he comes. So, mashallah, he comes on Malawi Airlines once a month and then makes hit and run and then he's back there. So all this is haram and not permissible. Quran Sharif teaches us Surah 4, verse number 3, فَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا فَوَاحِدًا. If you fear you can't do justice with a 2, 3, 4 wife, then you must stay with your first wife. All this gold, so remember that. حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ حَدِيثِ in Tirmidhi Abu Dawood. مَنْ كَانَتْ لَهُ إِمْرَأَتَانُ. When a person got two wives, his example two wives, وَمَالَ إِلَىٰ إِحْدَاهُمَا. He favors one over the other. Brazen, blatant favoritism. جَاءَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. A person will come day of Qiyamah, وَشِقُّهُ سَاقِتْ. His whole body will be bent one side. But in your case, if this is there, not you put the gun at the head, or you made big, big eyes and intimidator and blackmailer. If she said that, fine, I forfeit my rights in this sense that you can spend your 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks there in Lilongwe, Blantyre, Limbi. We got a lot of connections there, mashallah. They speak in Malawi, Memon with Tajweed, you know. So very, yeah, they speak excellent Memon. I love it when I go there. So, yeah, because they speak proper, mashallah. So anyway, so you are there, Lilongwe, Malawi, there by the lake and Mangochi and so forth, or any of these places. And now you come here, Johannesburg, Pretoria, 3 days, 4 days, hit and run. And then you go back and your wife, she forfeited her rights and so willingly, without any coercion. So then it is permissible. Sayyida Sauda radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm an old lady. And I know how much you love Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Willingly, sincerely, I am forfeiting my turn, and you go my turn to Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. I just want to be with your wife in this world and in Jannat al-Firdaus, and I become Umm al-Mu'mineen. So remember, Allah Ta'ala accepts this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam accept it, and it's permissible. There's no problem with that.
So Ustaz, I mean, Johannesburg for a holiday, just for 10 days. Must I read as a musafir or full salah, Ustaz?
But from where are you, brother? You're from Durban, you're from Cape Town, you're from Malawi, you're from Hammanskraal, from where are you? So let's say you have traveled from 100 kilos or whatever. So 78 kilometers is the deciding factor, border to border, not house to house and so forth. So if you are from Ladysmith, Newcastle, Durban, and you came here, and you're spending 10 days, and you are there, for example, in, let's just say now in Johannesburg, Mayfair, right? So in that case, yes, you musafir, but if you're reading behind the local resident imam, then you will read full salat, the Zohar 4 rakats, Asr 4, Isha 4, and Fajr is obviously 2, Maghrib is 3. So that is what you must remember. That is according to Hanafis only. But and you must read Witr salat also, and the sunnahs of Fajr you must read. According to the Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, you must remember you're not musafir. You must read full salat. They say if you stay in a place for 4 full days or more, then you are a mukim, you are a resident, and you must read full salat. So always remember this. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbalis, you come to a place and you're staying there 4 days or more, 4 full days and more, then you must read full salat from day one. And remember that if you are staying less than 4 full days, then you are musafir. And according to Hanafi scholars and jurors, Hanafi scholars and jurors say you're staying in a place for 14 nights or less, so then you are a musafir. But if it's 15 nights and more, so then you must read full salat. So these are the deciding and the demarcation, you must remember that. 14 nights and less, so then you are musafir. 15 nights and more, then you must read full salat, Hanafi school. And Shafi, Malik, Hanbali, less than 4 full days, 4 full nights, then you musafir. You're staying in a place 4 days, 4 nights, and more, then you must read full salat, majority scholars.
Ustad, there's a nana who will be getting married this coming Sunday. He's 71 years of age. and he's inviting Mufti Saab in the team for his walima. But the listener says here that his daughters don't want to come for the walima and for the nikah because he's getting married to somebody else. He's 71 years of age, Ustad.
So, but Nana, you're inviting us, but we don't know where's the walima, Nana. So how are we going to come there now, you see? That is also another story. Okay, can Nana marry when he's 71 years old? 100%. Our Maula Qasim Sema, he married in his, well in his 70s. So the students, they used to say there, you know, we had this Cape Town students, and Cape Town students, very sharp they are. They say, Maulana is old, but is not cold. They say, Maulana is old, but not cold. And then after 1-2 years, Maulana was well in his 70s, 75, 78. Wow. And then his wife gave birth. They said, you see, on his yellow chaser. That Maulana Azwaram has nikotini, so Maulana is still active. So mashallah, is nothing wrong. What happens, sir? You, the daughters, are just feeling insecure for what reason? I don't know. You think that daughter or that lady wants to come there and take all your father's money or whatever. So therefore, you're upset. That's not right. So your father is doing something halal. There's nothing wrong in that. So let him get married. He needs companionship and so forth. So you must wish him well. Yes, Nana. Yes, father, we agree, fine, you get married and so forth. We will look after stepmother also, Bima, as they call Bima, the other mother, stepmother and so forth. So that is one story. Second story, they don't want to come for walima, and that is their business, remember that. So Nana, you give us invitation. If the walima is there in Newcastle, then maybe we pop in, we don't know. So because Saturday, Sunday, I'll be in Newcastle, you see. So we don't know what's going to happen. So what time the Jalsa finish, I got program. Lot of stories also we got. So anyway, Baji, you get married, you make your walima, and you enjoy yourself with your huretween. In Jannat we get hure'een. Here you get huretween, you see. So that is what you are. Don't worry about them, they're just being upset and so forth. You get married and no problem. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud used to say that if my wife passes away, then I'll get married in the next 10 days with the fear of falling into fitna. Who are we? Everywhere you go, there's fitna. In the masjid, there's fitna nowadays. Cell phone ringing, people talking like a fish market and so forth. So therefore, don't worry about people. You get married, Baji.
The listener is saying that they're angry because I think Nana is going for honeymoon, Ustad.
Where are you taking her, Baji? You're taking her to Mauritius. So you must remember that it's just a secondary issue. They get upset why he's getting married. Because the money will go to Bima also. That she will also inherit. That's why they get upset.
So how do I get my siblings to pay our share of inheritance, Ustad? Anonymous.
Remember this regarding inheritance. Every one of you Muslims especially, listen to what Quran is saying. You do things properly, Surah 4, verse 13. First, the burial expenses, the debts of the deceased must be paid immediately to the creditors. Wasiyah for non-heirs, non-Muslim also, Tom, Dick and Harry, Tom, Dick and Mary, and you bequeath and a maximum one-third of the net estate. And fourth one, the shares of the heirs, and all that was done properly. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 13. وَذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. That's the supreme success. And you do things, you took the share, you deprived the heir, or you increase your share and decrease somebody's share, you cooked up this, did that. So remember, Quran is clear. Surah 4, chapter 4, verse 14. وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Who disobeys Almighty Allah and Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا. You go beyond the limits, increasing somebody's share, decreasing, usurping somebody's share. يُدْخِلْهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا. Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam, the hellfire, for very, very, very long time. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ. And there will be a humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Carry on like that, brother, executor, the crooked heir, stealing, usurping. Your whole empire will crumble in this world, and in the year after, the consequences are much worse. Believe you me, I saw all this many a time. How people crook their ears and how their whole empire just crumbled. And then they said, Korotio, Korotio ba, you charge your brother up. That's what happened. They asked me what happened. I said, did you give your brother the share? Did you give your sister the share? They contacted me to chori kariye. You stole their share and you're asking me what happened. So remember, don't be a fool. Pay all the heirs out immediately. When I have to come, I only do it for my family. I don't get involved. I tell them, maintain the unity, even if one, two of you have to take less share. Willingly, you say, no, it's fine, don't worry. And that you give more to somebody else, Allah will give you much more in this world and inshallah in the year after.
I see Gideon says that, could the US and China actually go to war over Taiwan? And he says, remember, we still have our differences, you and I. Gideon Ustad.
Gideon, you're still listening to me. What do you say, Gideon? I told you, you can't switch off. You see, Gideon, there's a magnet. What is that magnet? You say, Gideon, come, Gideon, gravitate, Gideon. What do you say, Gideon? China and America won't go to war. You know why? Both are nuclear. And once both sides are nuclear, they'll blow one another to pieces. Taiwan, no Taiwan, nothing will be left then. So therefore, they will have saber rattling. They will have this maneuver, that maneuver. They won't go to real war. Therefore, they call it a Cold War. And remember, yes, if Russia and China, that they feel that America now is gone so weak, and we can take them on and quickly, swift movement, movement, they'll take them then together. Russia, and must remember these guys here, the Chinese, and then put Iran in the mix there with their kamikaze, you see. Iran are haramis, you must remember. They got their guys. Today he gave a warning. He said, anybody tries to attack Iran, we will make it your graveyard. And they know that Iran, after Israel, is the most equipped army, not this Arab tenpot dictators. So Iran are kuffar, they're not Muslim, the Shias. But on this course here, we must give them credit, remember that. So you put Iran in the mix, you put China, Russia, and they take on America, then you will have something. But on their own, they won't do it, remember, Gideon. So don't worry, you sleep peacefully, you don't have to worry about Xi Jinping. He's got enough problems there. 10 cities, there's big protests and marches going on. We're fed up now, they're saying, with the covert and close up and closing down and all that. Why other countries are not doing it and so forth? So they got enough problems of their own. The last thing on their mind now is Taiwan. America got their own problems. Whether Trump will fight, won't come and all that. So they got all their own problems, Gideon. Me and you, we're on the same page. We're both on the same program, right? So that you keep on listening and I'll keep on speaking, Gideon. You'll see me tonight in the dream, baby.
Somebody says, Ustad, that I was involved in an armed robbery. I got hit, but Allah saved me. Almost got shot, Ustad.
So what you mean you got hit and you did say got saved and so forth? You mean this thing, the bullet just grazed you, as they say. So go and read 2 rakat salat to shukr. Go and give out charity. Allah Jalla Wala protect us. You know me, I love walking. I used to walk to the masjid every day. But now, you know, we can't even walk to the mosque. We can't go to the graveyard alone. That is our new South Africa. At the graveyard. Today one guy came. You know why he laughed, you know. So I told him, you know my house, I don't put bells anymore. And that's because they steal. So he told me, AK, they don't only steal the bell, they steal the people also. So today. So he came to drop a parcel, yeah, you know. So he made me laugh. That is the truth. I'm telling you myself. I used to go alone and I shouldn't worry. But now things are other kind, you know. And you feel, you know, it's just, you don't know that from what can happen and so forth in a split second. So therefore, all of us give our charity. When you leave your home, read the hadith, Tirmidhi Sharif, Bismillah, tawakkal tu ala Allah, وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. When you read these three phrases, four things will happen. هُدِيتَ, you will be guided. And وَوُكِيتَ, divine protection will come. And وَكُفِيتَ, your needs will be taken care of. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَان, shaitan will take flight. You non-Muslims, you want to know the three phrases? Bismillah, in the name of Almighty Allah. تَوَكَّلْتُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, I place my trust solely, only, exclusively on Almighty Allah. لا وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, there is no might to take me towards righteous deeds and actions. There is no power to prevent me from vices and sin except Almighty Allah. So read it, even in English translation, whatever, it's all fine, inshallah.
Somebody says, I would like to marry a Muslim girl. She is 16 years old. If the laws of the local country forbid to marry when one is younger than 18 years old, will I have to obey this law and wait with my marriage until she is 18? Ustad,
you say you want to marry a Muslim girl. So you're telling me you are a non-Muslim and you want to marry a Muslim girl. It's absolutely haram, unlawful. And remember, if she agrees and say no, it's permissible, then she herself goes out of the fold of Islam. So you, my brother, open our constitution. Leave the man-made constitution. Come to our constitution. So chapter number 60, verse number 10. Right? You got it? I read for you. La hunna hillu lahum wa la hum yahilluna lahun. It's not permissible for a Muslim lady to marry any non-Muslim male, Jew, Christian, Hindus, Buddhas, atheists, whatever. Wa la hum yahilluna lahun. And a non-Muslim male is not permissible for the Muslim lady, irrespective of the age, whether she's 15, 16, 20, 50, 100 years old. You can't marry her, absolutely haram and not permissible. And if she marries you and she says it's permissible, then she's out of the fold of Islam, she becomes a murtadda. So my brother, if you want to become Muslim and sincere Muslim, not just hit and run, you want to get married and use her, and after 1-2 years you leave her, so that is not Islam, that is playing fools. So you must become a devoted, dedicated Muslim, and then you beg Almighty Allah, Ya Allah, give me a pious Muslim lady as a spouse and so forth. Allah will give you, but you have to be devoted and dedicated, not what you are speaking about. These are all man-made constitution. I'm giving you the divine constitution, what Almighty Allah states. You got the reference? Chapter 60, verse 10 of the Noble Quran.
Jody Ustad, his name is, he says, she has accepted. And I think you guys shouldn't force her, Jody Ustad.
So you must remember that she accepted, but you are a non-Muslim, so she can't marry you. You must remember that. And if she says she accepted, she's out of the fold of Islam. Finish, end of the story.
Somebody wants to know, start one more question. Is it acceptable to choose any of the four great jurists according to a situation, Ustad?
So you must remember that our fatwa verdict is very clear. We follow the Quran Sharif, we follow the Sunnah Mubarakah, we follow the beloved Sahaba, students, companions of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For each one, the reference is the Quran. Follow Almighty Allah, chapter 40, verse 7. Follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 3, verse 31. Follow the beloved Sahaba, chapter 9, verse 100. And then follow the pious people and scholars and so forth, chapter 31, verse 15. So you got it all? All in the Quran. So you must stick to one, not pick and choose and all that, like the Salafi characters, jump from here to here and there and all that, then get confused, they don't know what they're talking then. So yes, if it is matter of life and death and so forth, so then you change because of need, necessity, not because of your worms, fancies and desires. So that is where the problem comes about today. So inshallah, we will end of our program there now, because tomorrow we have to be firing on all cylinders at 4 o'clock, 5 to 4, Mona Arafat, Junaid Mutar, Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussein will be here, 407, 408, I'll be here, inshallah, and we will continue with our lesson and the news and the Q&A, inshallah Aziz. Next up, we have my brother Hafiz Yusuf Kala. Tonight we're giving you a double header. Listen carefully. Tonight is a double header. Number one, you got Hazrat Mufti Riza Ul Haq Sahab, our honorable Ustad, and what he spoke yesterday day in Marlboro, and I translated. And after that, there is a lecture by Mufti Rafi Usmani about the fitnas and the trials and tribulation and the people who want to snatch and steal our iman, like the Qadianis and the Shias and all these non-Muslims. So therefore, very interesting. Listen to it in Urdu and in English the first half an hour, and thereafter the Urdu lecture by Mufti Rafi Usmani. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, Hafidhullah. Up next is Hafiz Kala Sahib. Thereafter, do you start?
The Ansar.
Yes. Ustad said that please don't forget Radio Al Ansar listeners, inshallah, between 10 to half past 10. The first half an hour of the Q&A will be played, inshallah, on Radio Al Ansar International now between 10 to half past 10. Well, up next is Hafiz Kala Sahib, thereafter the Urdu lecture by Hazrat Mulana Mufti Radaul Haq Sahib, and then, inshallah, Hazrat Mufti Rafi Uthmani from Pakistan, inshallah. See you guys tomorrow morning, same time, same place on our program. Safinatu ila al-Jannah. From myself and our beloved Ustad and all of you, Allahumma hadina wa hadimina wa hadina sa jami'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.